Welcome, my name is Pastor Scotty Bockhaus, and we thank you for taking some time to listen to some audio recordings from the pulpit of the Riverview Baptist Church. Our desire is to show the Lord high, holy, and lifted up, as well as try to be a blessing to those through the Word of God. Please enjoy this message, and we pray that it will be a blessing to your life. And if you wouldn't mind to take your copy of the Word of God and turn with me to the Old Testament passage of 2 Chronicles. The Old Testament passage of 2 Chronicles and chapter number 31. The book of 2 Chronicles and chapter number 31. We've been going through this series of that is entitled In Service of the House of the Lord. And it is a phrase that we find 18 times through the Ezra's writings. And we see it especially through the book of 1st and 2nd Chronicles. In the last several services, we are introduced to King Hezekiah. King Hezekiah was a godly king, a king who, even though his dad Ahaz had very much did all kinds of things wrong and offended God and worshiped other false gods and led people to false worship, Hezekiah, the very first month, the very first year that he became king, he opened the house of the Lord. And he strived to do what was right. And through his efforts, he encouraged everyone else. And next thing you know, they're observing the Passover and they're leading people to obey the Bible, to go back to following the Bible, having a revolution back to the Bible. And now we find our way to the book of 2 Chronicles and chapter number 31. 2 Chronicles 31. And this is going to be summarizing the life of Hezekiah up to this point. That for the most part, Hezekiah has responded well. For the most part, in the ideas of following after God, as the book of 2 Chronicles portrays it, Hezekiah is an example of following after him. And if we could summarize the life of Hezekiah up to this place, summarize his walk with God, his following after God, we would find it at the end of the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 31. Notice with me, if you don't mind, in verse number 20. The book of 2 Chronicles, 31, and verse number 20. Notice with me, if you don't mind, in verse number 20. And thus did Hezekiah throughout all Judah, and wrought all that which was good and right and true before the Lord his God. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, in the law and in the commandments, to seek his God, he did it with all his heart and prospered. And if you're in the habit, mark that big phrase that we find in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 31. And if you're in the habit of marking things, mark it in verse 21. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of the Lord, then notice the phrase at the end, to seek his God. So in the work that in the service of the house of the God, to seek his God. So we kind of put some phrases together to shorten the title to a little bit longer title. So we see right here, as we're seeing the phrase and putting together, in every work in the service of the house of God, to seek his God. And with this, we want to do a summarization of Hezekiah's life by these two verses and see what we can learn about here, about putting the work in the service of the house of God for a purpose, to seek his God. If you don't mind, let's go to the Lord together and let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much again for you being a wonderful God. And as we come up to you now, we're just asking that we could examine King Hezekiah's life. And just like it was intended here in the book of 2 Chronicles, that we are to be able to look at Hezekiah's life and glean from it what was good, what was pleasing to you, what was it that you blessed Hezekiah for, that we could glean for ourselves and make it a part of our lives in the service of your house. Lord, I'm asking that you would just put things in order, put your Holy Spirit, and just give free liberty. As for me, Lord, I just need you. The best I know how, I reckon myself dead, that you would take my mind, my thoughts, my body, anything that I have, and just you do your own work through your precious word, and we could trust you to do it, that you could use me in spite of me rather than because of me, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being a wonderful God who loves us so very much. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What a powerful summary of someone's life. Have you ever thought about if someone was to take the whole of your life and to be able to summarize your life in one or two verses, a phrase, what would be said about you? What would be said if someone was to take a history book and said, I want to learn about how to be a person from your life? What would be said? How could you summarize your life? Would it be one that they said, I want to be like them because they got close to God? What would be said? For Hezekiah, God had put in his word a glowing endorsement for the purpose that we can go back, and especially these two verses, and look for ourselves. Notice again as we look through here, it says, and thus did Hezekiah throughout all Judah, and wrought that which was good, and right, and true before the Lord his God. Now, what a wonderful idea. What a wonderful phrase. What a wonderful testimony that everything that Hezekiah did, that everything that he wrought, he worked for, was good and right and true before or in the presence with God looking on the Lord his God. Wow, what a statement that what he wrought was good and right and true. Now with this, what was his goal? What was the purpose of Hezekiah's life? Now this is important, that if we want to see this idea of the work that we do, the labor that we have, which is to be good and right and true, what was it? Well, notice in verse 21, we find what was it that is his goal and motivation. And in every work he began in the service of the house of God, in the law and in the commandments, notice this, to seek his God. And he did it with all his heart and prospered. Notice this, what was his motive for everything he did? To seek his God. So when we look at Hezekiah's life, and we could see that the summary of his life is that he did what was good. He did what was right. He did what was truth before the Lord his God. What caused it so what he did was good, true, and right? It was because he sought after God. He made God his goal. Remember, we say this often around here. It all begins with God. It all ends with God. God is the goal. Seeking after him, looking at him, following after him. Hezekiah had a testimony that he sought after his God. By the way, if we're going to seek after God, we have to do it his way. What is his way? Well, in the service of the house of God. To be involved with what God is involved with. To be in the service. We talked about Hezekiah the very first month of the very first year that he was king. He opened the house of God and put an emphasis back on it. It was about the house of God and being involved in the house of God and putting his labor and his life in the house of God. Well, today, of course, we have the house of God, and we understand that how is God working in our world today? Through the house of God today, the local New Testament church. And that if we're going to seek after God in everything we do, we have to do it God's way. So if you don't mind, I'd like to take 2 Chronicles chapter number 31, and I want to show you, as we know that the motive is to seek after God, the three different ways that Hezekiah sought after God. The three different ways that Hezekiah sought after God. If you don't mind, as we look together, notice with me in verse 21. Notice this. And in every work. In every work. The very first thing that we see, the very first area where Hezekiah was seeking after his God was in every work that he began in the service of the house of the Lord. In every work. And every task that Hezekiah took, his ultimate goal was to seek God, to seek God's presence, to seek God's favor, to seek his face. He did not separate his duties as king from his devotion to the Lord. Those were not two separate things. And he saw himself as king for the purpose of seeking after God. His goal was to be a leader, to lead people to seek after God. Whether he was governing the kingdom, whether it was establishing judgment, whether it was carrying out religious reforms, all of it was done as an opportunity to serve God, to seek after God, to honor God. Hezekiah understood that true prosperity came from aligning himself, his actions, his purpose with the will of God. That the will of God settled it all. That he understood that God's will for his life was to be king. So therefore, his actions as king is put for the purpose of honoring God. That's why God put me here. Do you know that as a New Testament believer who's associated with a New Testament church, God has given you different tasks in your life. He's given you a job. Have you ever thought about what is the purpose of my job? Some people's purpose of the job is to make the money, to bake the bread, to have the energy, to go to work, to make the money, to buy the bread, and to go on and so forth. They have no purpose for it. I'm doing it because this is what I'm supposed to do. I got to do it to survive. If I don't do it, I just don't get the bread. I don't get the food to pay the payments and do all the other stuff. And so life for a lot of people, including Christians, is mundane. Life for a lot of folks is boring. Life for a lot of Christians is pointless because their entire work, their entire life is not for the purpose of seeking and honoring God. They're doing it because they have to. They're doing it because they want to fulfill themselves. They want to do it because they have a goal. They have a motive. But when we line up and realize that God has given me this job for a reason, God has given me this task for a reason. He's given me this opportunity for a reason. And the reason is to exalt him, to seek after him. It changes everything. Most of us work jobs not thinking about God at all. Not thinking about how we can honor God. Not thinking about how we could seek God through it. But that's what made Hezekiah different. How was it that Hezekiah in his life could be summarized that all that he wrought was good and right and truth before God? It's because he did in every work. He did not separate his spiritual life from his secular life. He didn't separate his religious life with his daily life. They were one in the same. I'm going to work to seek after God. I'm driving my vehicle to seek after God. I'm raising my family to honor God. I'm dealing with the neighbors and the neighborhood to seek after God, to honor after God. His whole purpose, his work in his life was not separate from God at all. But it was incorporated as part of it. We know that Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6 says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. In all thy ways. Lord, I acknowledge you as I'm driving to work. I acknowledge you that I'm at work. I acknowledge you that I'm at school. I acknowledge you that I'm raising my family. I acknowledge you that it is you as I'm dealing with these and doing this, getting this homework assignment done, getting this task done. Lord, I acknowledge you when I'm mowing my lawn. Lord, I acknowledge you when I'm taking the leaves out of my gutters. Lord, I acknowledge you when I'm paying the bills. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he will direct your path. Direct your path to what? To what he wants, more of God's will, but going to that end goal of doing what was good, right, and true before the Lord thy God. That in every work, he sought after God. In every work, he was seeking for God, dedicating himself. Lord, I want to see you. I want to honor you. I want you to be a part of my daily life. Lord, when I'm driving, I want you to be with me. Lord, when I'm at work, I want you to be with me. When I'm in the shower, I want you to be with me. When I'm going to bed, I want you to be with me. When I'm dreaming, I want you to be with me. In all thy ways. He says, God, you are a part of my daily life. You are not just set aside for a couple services a week. You're not just set aside for just a 5-minute reading my Bible. You're a part of my day. In the work, in every work. Notice there's a second area where he was seeking after God, not only in every work, but notice again, verse 21. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of the Lord, notice this, and in the law. And in the law. For Hezekiah, the law of Moses was more than just a set of regulations. It was the very foundation for his relationship with God, and thus the stability of his kingdom. He didn't treat God's laws as mere tradition. He didn't treat the Bible as just something I do as a routine. But he sought God in the laws. He saw them as a path defying God's will in every detail of his reign. By upholding the principles of the law, Hezekiah created an environment of righteousness and justice throughout Judah. Now, think about this. We're looking at Hezekiah, and you may say, well, see him as a person. Well, let's see him as king. Could you imagine if we had a ruler who we could say at the end of his life that everything that he did was good and right and true? What kind of kingdom would you have if everything he did was good and right and true? Now, we understand we just had an election yesterday, and we voted for what we believed was the best candidate for what we had. But none of us can say the testimony of the two candidates that we had is in everything they did was good and right and true. We just had to pick from the best of what we had, and we didn't have the best options. But could you imagine a ruler who said, I am going to seek after God in God's word, and I'm going to make it an aspect of every part of my life. I'm going to make it as the rule in my life for the purpose that I can do what is right. You would have a leader who would lead in a kingdom of justice, a kingdom of righteousness, a nation that would reflect God's standards. Hezekiah's devotion to studying the Bible echoes what we find in Joshua 1:8. It says, this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth. Then it says, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Let's just turn there. Joshua 1:8, my quoter is broken. Joshua 1:8. We're coming back to 2 Chronicles, so don't lose it. Joshua 1:8, just in case you've never marked this verse in your Bible, here's an opportunity to do this. Notice this, Joshua 1:8. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but Thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Why? That thou may observe to do. Why do you read your Bible? To observe to do. Amen. Why do we listen to preaching? To observe to do. That's the purpose. You don't read the Bible just to entertainment. You should be reading your Bible to find something to obey. That thou mayest observe to do all that is written. Notice the word all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You understand reading your Bible doesn't bring success? Obeying your Bible brings success. Obeying your Bible brings prosperity. I'm seeking God in my Bible reading. Say, this is God, show me what I need to do. Show me what I need to obey. Show me how I'm supposed to carry myself. Show me how this is supposed to go. Hezekiah's life became a commitment to God's word, which resulted in God blessing him. He had prosperity and good success. That was promised from Joshua 1:8. His example teaches us devotion to God's word leads to spiritual strength, leads to the favor that comes from it, and the end of his life, God be able to summarize it, that Hezekiah did what was good, right, and true before God's eyes. The word of God. So what made Hezekiah to have that type of testimony? First of all, he sought God in his work. He sought God in the law. But notice in back to 2 Chronicles 21, 31, and chapter 31, verse 21. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, and in the law, notice this one, and in the commandments to seek his God. Notice the third thing, and in the commandments. Hezekiah's obedience to God's commandments was both a matter of inward reverence, but also an outward action. His commitment was not just about compliance. It was reflected that he really wanted to obey God's will. These commandments were not just rules. It wasn't a list of do's and don'ts. It was his guide to pleasing God. From honoring the Sabbath to practicing justice and mercy to opening up the house of God to observing the Passover. All of those things, Hezekiah applied God's commandments as principles for his personal life and his reign. Hezekiah said, I don't see God's word as just a list of suggestions. This is what God's told me to do, and my response is yes. I'm obeying what God has given me to do. I'm seeking after God. This is God's word, God's direction in my life. It's not an option, it's what I need to do. And it's not just to comply. It wasn't just because this is what my next checkbox is. It's doing it for the purpose. This is how I please God. I'm thankful God has given me knowledge. He's given me a way that I can know how to please God. What pleases God? Faith. What is faith? Looking unto Jesus. Where do we get faith? From God's word. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If we want to live a life by faith to please God, we have to go to God's word. I'm not obeying God's word because I have to. I'm doing this because this is how I please him. Amen. The motive is different. He was seeking God wholeheartedly, saying, God, I'm thankful that you've given me a book that tells me how to please you. You've given me preachers to tell me how to please you as they show me your word. I realize I can be pleasing to you just by obeying your commandments that you've given me. You understand the Christian life is very simple. We make things complicated. And that every single one of us can be pleasing to God as we obey God's word. As we take it that I could seek after him, find him, look after him, chase after him. And he's given me his word so I can know what he has given me to do. Praise the Lord. Here is a man who wholeheartedly sought after God. And it became the purpose of his life that he sought God in his work. He sought God not just in his work, but in every work, everything he did. He sought God in his laws. And he sought God in his commandments. As a result of him seeking after God, looking for God, God, what do you have me to do? The result of his life could be summarized like this, that he did what was right. He did what was good. He did what was truth before the Lord his God. What a testimony. By the way, it wasn't because Hezekiah was a super Christian. This is something every single one of us can do. Seeking after God, making God the goal, and realizing that he's a part of our everyday life, and he's given us his word to guide us, to direct us, to show us what to do. And every single one of us can be pleasing to him. So let me ask you. We asked you at the beginning that if we were to summarize your life, how would it be summarized? How could people give it? Could they give a phrase? This is their life. This is the sum of their life. This is what we could learn about their life. Well, if it's not where it should be, you could change it right now. You could say, God, I'm going to come to you and let me seek after you in my daily life. And every work that I do, I'm doing it to please you. Lord, I'm in your word, looking for what you've given me to do. I'm obeying your commandments, knowing this is how you're guiding me and you're directing me. That the Christian life is simple. Make God your goal. Seek God in his word and obey it. God makes it simple. We make things complicated. And as we seek after God, as we obey him, as we dedicate our life and our work to him, he guides us. He directs us. He shows us the next step. He puts his favor upon us, his prosperity upon us. Every single one of us can have it and enjoy it. So with a simple message, let's just keep it simple. Is God part of your daily life? Or is he regulated to just a certain part of your day, just a certain part of your week? Does he go with you? Is he your goal when you work? Why do you go to work? What's your purpose? When you read your Bible, what's your purpose? When you're obeying God's word, what's your purpose? The goal should be God, seeking after him, desiring to have him, wanting to be pleasing with him. That's what Hezekiah's testimony was, that in the work, in the service, the Lord is God. In every work, he sought God. In the law and his commandments. Praise the Lord that you can have that type of testimony as well. Let's go to the Lord together and let's pray. Lord, thank you again for you being a wonderful God. And again, a simple message tonight. But Lord, sometimes those simple messages is exactly what we need. Lord, help us just to keep it simple and just make you the goal of our life. You're the reason why we go to work. You're the reason why we pay the bills. You're the reason why we wake up in the morning. You're the reason for everything we do. That you're the goal. I'm asking, Lord, that you would help us to be people of the book. And as we talked about earlier, just saturate ourselves. That we're seeking you in the book. We're seeking you in your law. We're seeking you and just wanting you to just to be with you. And we obey your commandments. Allowing you to tell us what to do. And we're not begrudging. We're not grumpy about it. But we're thankful this is what pleases you and be glad to do it. Lord, just help us to have the simple faith life of following after you.
Thank you for listening to this audio message. This is Pastor Scotty Bockhaus, and I encourage you to take this information that you just received and make a specific decision to follow after the Lord. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, let me beg you to take the time to receive Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. If you are saved, I encourage you to make a decision in your life to help you get closer with the Lord. If there's anything specific we can do to be a blessing or to pray for you, we encourage you. Look us up on the internet at riverviewbc.com. Once again, that's riverviewbc.com. Or if you would prefer to call us, you can give us a call at area code 920-530-6308. Once again, that number is 920-530-6308. If there's anything we can do to be a blessing or an encouragement to you, please let us know. We would love to make ourselves available. Thank you.